The 78-foot Lone Star sank on June the 30th in the Agushik River, and since that time, it's been leaking fuel. It's sitting on its side in about 18 feet of water. John Brown is an environmental program specialist with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. He confirms that the responders must drill through the hull of the Lone Star to get to the fuel tanks.
What they're going to do is attach a flange to the hull with a valve. So they'll basically put a flange, drill through, and they'll have a valve on it that they can shut off, and then they can run the hose over and connect to that and be able to suck right from the tank.
The Lone Star is sitting in a very challenging location that features strong tides and currents. The Coast Guard confirms that the divers and the other responders can only work during certain portions of the tide. Jonathan Klingenberg is a spokesman for the Coast Guard.
The problem that they're running into, and the reason that it's taking so long for them to get kind of any ground on this situation, is because they only have 1 hour to work in what's considered flat tide before the tides rise, and the conditions and the flow of the water, I think it's like around 9 knots, becomes unsafe for people to work in. So they have like two 45-minute windows to where they can get in there and they can do as much work as they possibly can by getting the gear on there and then getting off. And then they have to call it, and they have to wait until the next flat tide.
At last report, the Lone Star was carrying 13.7 thousand gallons of diesel fuel, along with significant quantities of hydraulic fluid, lube oil, and gasoline. A fuel sheen has been seen fairly consistently coming from the vessel since it sank in late June, but the sheen is so light and the current so strong that the responders have not been able to collect petroleum products using skimmers or other tools. Klingenberg suggests that since the responders can only work for a very short period of time, it could take quite some time to lighter the fuel off the Lone Star.
What they're estimating is a week and a half to 2 weeks to get this all completed. The captain of the vessel says that he believes that there are about 9 tanks on there that need to be lightered. With the 1 hour work periods in the flat tide, they said that they think that they can get one fuel tank done per day, but that's yet to be seen. They haven't done any of the lightering yet.
During the lightering operations, there are about 30 people on the water assisting in the effort, which includes the response vessel Western Viking and the tugboat Double Eagle. Also on scene is a barge used to hold the fuel taken off the Lone Star. Once the lightering effort is complete, the responders will then begin working on removing the vessel from its location in the Agushik River. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.